What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by
Eagle Bank.
Pitch is swung on and missed, a sweeper, inning over, strike three called, beautiful sinker on the inside corner, strike three called, sweeper on the outside corner, Bayo pitches, and a swing and a miss, he got him, held on to by Wong, and with his 10th strikeout, Bayo pitches a complete game. 10-2, the Red Sox offense does it again.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. And if they're in the back of that truck, it is rolling downhill with some speed. There's a buzz in the air. Once again, it's still somebody drilling outside the studios here, but there's also a buzz about the home team. Ted Johnson in the house for a 2 o'clock hour because we're going to talk to Alex Cora, 2:30.
Yep.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens alongside. So those two, we know, optimistic about a team that's won 5 in a row, that's going for a second straight sweep, that is as far above 500 as it's been all season, that is rolling toward the All-Star break, rolling toward the trade deadline. Our guy Will Fleming telling us they are absolutely looking to be aggressive to spend and buy and add to this team. Yoshida returns to the lineup tonight in DH. Bregman is just champing at the bit to get back out there. Bayo looking like an all-star pitcher. Historic type outing last night. So, Ted Johnson,
yo,
the floor is yours, Mr. Cynical One.
Yeah.
Why are you not going to embrace the love and the momentum that is in the air at Fenway Park?
Well, you weren't here yesterday. You were, I don't know, drinking your Miller Lights out there on the water. God bless you. You rub it in our face.
Best life doesn't look itself, air. Daddy.
Fitzy, right? He's sending us pictures. Mm-hmm.
Not cool, man.
We'll talk about that. But what I said to Fitzy yesterday and to Dan was that I got to see this against the better teams. Well, Ted, they've done it all season long. That's fine. This is a little bit of a different team than it's been in the last few weeks, as we know. So I got to see it against better competition. They got 3 games against the Rays before the All-Star game on Tuesday. That'll give me tell me a little bit more, but it's really just those games, three division leaders that they play leading up to the trade deadline, which is, I believe, July 31st.
It is.
That's when I will know really what this team is about. Not to this point, no. And it was funny because I was skeptical of the team last week, and guys came in after a bad loss, and we're like, oh, maybe you're right. Look, can I be skeptically optimistic? Is that a thing? Because that's kind of what I am.
Sure.
It's maybe straddling the fence, but that's where I'm at, Fitzy. Look, I like what I'm seeing. The hitting, I mean, the pitching is starting to be lights out other than Walker Buehler. So there are starting to be signs that this team may be figuring out, Fitzy, but it's against lesser competition, so I'm a little bit reluctant to give them totally their flowers totally.
I completely understand, Ted, and I think just the same way Andy and I have adopted the mantra, appropriately loaded, a new catchphrase on the show can be skeptically optimistic as well. But when you look back, fellas, excuse me, on the last 10 starts for Brian Baio, 2-2-3-3-0-4-3-2-2 earned runs allowed. This kid, excuse me, is really starting to put it all together. Brian Baio is slowly before our eyes turning into a high end of rotation starting pitcher. And guys, we saw a complete game last night. Yes, it was against the quadruple A Rockies, who Trevor Story continues to haunt in his first series against them since they, well, first put the onus of the contract on us. But now he's obviously redeeming himself. Yeah, it's not the biggest, best ball club in Major League Baseball by any stretch, boys. But Brian Baio now emerging as a solid number two. If you got Crochet and Baio and everyone is hitting in the lineup, Duran, wherever they decide to bat him, he's hitting. Story, as we know, as Bregman said, most important player in the offense as well. Rafael is in a grind. Roman Anthony, big boy pants season is here. Even if it's against inferior competition, you feast and you fatten up and you get ready for that stretch run, Ted. So I'm hoping that by the time they go to the All-Star break, you are more than skeptically optimistic. You are reasonably optimistic.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
I like the skeptically optimistic. I really kind of wanted to mock it initially as sort of fencing it, kind of having your feet in both worlds. But I actually think it kind of describes the way I feel about the Red Sox. I can be honest about that. I still would like to see them continue to do it with regularity. And the biggest thing I don't want to see, you mentioned it. Last time Fitzy and I were feeling optimistic, the next day they went out crappy running, crappy defense. Like, they took this major step backwards.
Like the next game.
Right. Like, it struck midnight, and all of a sudden it's a pumpkin again, and Cinderella's running with no shoe on trying to get back. Like, don't do that. You're going to lose. You're not always going to win. But don't look inept. Don't look like a minor league team with poor fundamentals. But skeptically optimistic would also probably describe the way I look at the New England Patriots heading into the new season. Mm-hmm. So we may continue to use that word in the 4 o'clock football hour, but also I would even say the Boston Celtics. That feels like the air. There's a lot of people like me that think they're going to be a top half of the East, but they're skeptically optimistic because you got to do it without Jason Tatum and you got to do it with a retooled roster. So that's a nice little phrase you stumbled into there, Teddy.
I appreciate that.
But I will say, from a Red Sox perspective, you kind of mentioned it. We're going to talk to Alex Cora, and we've talked about how difficult his job has been a lot of this year, dealing with personalities and Devers and lineups and pitchers getting absolutely canned in the first. Now, all of a sudden,
daughter's graduation.
Right. All of that stuff. Now it's like all of a sudden his job seems pretty easy because the starting pitcher goes 5-6 innings, maybe 9 innings if it's last night. He gives you a quality start. And, oh, by the way, over the last 10 games, you're averaging 8.6 runs per game. So it's not that hard to win in baseball if you get 6-plus innings from your starting pitcher and you get 10, 9, 8 runs per game. You're going to win a lot of baseball games, and you don't have to do a lot of thinking when you don't have to go to the bullpen until like the 7th or 8th inning. Kind of plays itself out naturally.
If I tell you that the teams that they're hitting the cover off the ball against are teams that are combined under more than 60 games under 500, does that change your viewpoint? Are you like, hey.
You know what The Rock used to say? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You know why?
Why?
Because I am going to be consistent with this. If I am going to
60 games under 500.
If I'm going to criticize them for losing to the White Sox, if I'm going to criticize them for sucking against the Angels, then I have to give them credit. I can't make those no-win situations for them. Yes, if they were a better team, I would. They're not a great team. Right now, the Boston Red Sox are a mediocre team trying to get to where they wanted to be to start the season. Playoff contender, wild card slot, and then look for the division. So I'm going to be consistent. You can only beat the teams that are in front of you. You weren't beating the bad teams previous to this. You were allowing teams like the Angels to make their bones by playing you. Well, at least you stopped doing that. Now you're making your bones by playing inferior opponents. So that's a baby step. That's a step forward. And I would also say, doesn't this feel, Fitzy, sort of sustainable in a way? Because some of the good you expect to remain good. Garrett Crochet is supposed to stay your ace all year long. Maybe Bayo has turned a corner. Maybe you trade for Joe Ryan. I don't know. In the lineup, well, Bregman hasn't come back yet. You expect him to be better. Maybe Jarren Duran, if he's still on the team. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Maybe he gets hot at some point and his heat replaces Rafaela, who maybe you say, you know what, Rafaela probably not going to stay this hot for the totality, but there's some guys that could even this out to keep this. They believe they're a good offensive team, and I think there are some. Yoshida comes back. That's a professional hitter. Don't we all expect him to bat 280?
Yes.
Roll out of bed, bat 280.
Yes.
So if there is a little bit of a regression or a letdown, and maybe Story doesn't stay as hot, or maybe Rafaela doesn't stay as hot, or maybe Anthony goes through ups and downs because he's a young player, well, maybe Bregman and Yoshida pick up the slack, Duran picks up the slack, and Fitzy, we are who we thought we are. We're a playoff team, baby.
Yeah, and on top of it all, we really have to give, and I know Alex Cora will be joining us in 20 minutes here on WEI Afternoons, but we got to talk to him about this lineup thing, because 74 different lineups on the season. Do you think he thought that he would have had 30, 25 different lineups on the entirety of the season? I know injuries are unpredictable, and having a number of role players like this has made his job extremely commendable. We have to take our – I know Eaton is being sent down for Yoshida coming up, but all the injuries, all the various lineups, all the different guys he's integrated, and look at the way some of them are coming through. We were talked about this a little bit yesterday, Ted, but I think it bears repeating, Andy. Do you know who the best hitter in Major League Baseball is right now against left-handed pitching?
Romy Gonzalez.
That is correct. Romy, my homie, Gonzalez. Like, look at some of these – the way some of these guys are coming through is awesome, and I think that, Andy – is what is slowly becoming the story of the 2025 Red Sox. The spare parts, role player, expendable. Everyone counted us out 25 different times, but they rolled through town and said, I'm not dead yet, to quote your favorite movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I just got an update from Dan Ball. 75 lineups, Fitzy. You're a day old and a dollar short here to try to
update the tote board, fellas.
Coming fast and furious, Fitzgerald.
Oh, speaking of tote boards, guys, in order to reach our goal of 92 wins and 70 losses, which absolutely would be certifiable come playoff time, your Boston Red Sox only need to go 44-25.
Doable. More doable by the day as you continue to beat up the teams you're supposed to beat up. And Ted's right. Ted's right. You got the Rays right around the corner. Ted, that's a big boy baseball team.
Hey, real
right?
quick, clip that, will you? There's Stizza.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
Oh, believe me, we know you love, but the Rays are a real baseball team.
Real baseball team, yes.
So if they, it's four-game series. So if they split, are you feeling okay about that? If you finish the sweep of the Rockies and split with the Rays, are you okay with that? 5-2 in your last seven here heading into the break, would that be okay? Obviously, you're looking for 3-1.
I'm okay with that, but I'm not buying what they're selling until the trade deadline. Tell me what they are at the trade deadline. And then I'll have a definitive kind of feeling on what this team is at that time and place.
And I will admit, Fitzy, that our chat with Will Fleming on Monday.
By the way, you took a day off, and that done blew up hard.
Well, I know, because people don't like the truth to be out there. We like to pretend that sports heroes aren't flawed and don't do dumb things and aren't jackasses at times. And, you know, he happened to tell the world that Rafi Devers, just because you moved him from one coast to the other, is still a bit of a dink of a baseball player. But he also, Will Fleming, injected more energy into my belief in this baseball team, because the tone that Will Fleming brought to us, and we've talked a lot about it, he often wears his emotions and his beliefs on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. You listen to 9 innings of baseball, you know how he feels about each inning of that baseball game, each at bat.
Which I absolutely appreciate and love.
Mm-hmm. Same. Well, so when he comes in here and he's borderline, Dan Ball is borderline giddy, a way to describe what Will Fleming was when talking about the approach he thinks the Red Sox are going to take at the trade deadline.
He and confident to a level that I was shocked to see.
Like a child on Christmas Eve feels pretty confident, like, he's getting a badass gift under the tree.
Like he said to you, we're buying. And then I made just like a throwaway comment about, well, like Will's saying we're buying, and was going into a new question, and he stopped me dead in my tracks to go right back to, guys, they are buying at this deadline.
They're going
to
spend.
Doubling down.
The first guy that brought They're up Joe spend. Ryan, yep. the Twins pitcher that is now everywhere because everybody says that the Red Sox are one of the teams that are monitoring yep. Joe Ryan and a potential
trade.
Said that
trade. Earlier today. Yeah, man.
Yeah, now it's everywhere. You heard it on Monday if you listen to WEEI Afternoons. You don't need to wait 2 days later for a national guy to pick
up. We're getting copied again?
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Flattery there.
Get them, boys.
So, but the tone of it is what I loved because I'm not saying he said for sure they're going to go get Joe Ryan, but it was the tone of what this team wants to be, wants to do over the next, what is it now, 23 days or whatever.
I hope so. There's a lot of heat around those expectations right now.
And we've talked about it, though. They have been very vocal, both Breslow and Sam Kennedy, in their appearances on Nesson, which seem to be a nightly thing now. Are they now just officially part of their job is to just fill out part of the broadcast for Nesson? But they've been very consistent. We're going to buy. We're going to add. We're going to make this team better. And then there was the little caveat, although we also have to do our job on the field to make sure that can happen. They're doing their job on the field, right?
Right now they are.
So they've painted themselves into a corner, in my opinion. They've painted themselves with their words and their play.
No doubt.
You are a buyer. You are a team that is worthy of being invested in. And then when I hear Will Fleming, who's tied in, he rides the plane with these guys. I'm a believer that sometimes when you ride planes with people, you have little chats with them, and it infuses a little information in your comments.
You would know.
I'm just saying, been there, done that. So sometimes when people like that have a certain tone and certain information, it's because they know something. So, Fitzy, I am all in heading toward the trade deadline. The team's winning on the field, and I do believe, as the manager likes to say, they're going to try to be aggressive to win at the trade deadline.
And why wouldn't you, especially if – so over those last six starts for Brian Baio, Stats and Research Department, well done on the show prep, Dan. Six consecutive starts. Each of the last six have had six innings pitched or more with three or fewer runs. So that is six straight quality starts. That is a roadmap. That is a sign. That's consistently enough. And he's also got one of only 13 complete games on the season as well. That means Baio is ready to be a two or a three. Now, if you got Garrett Crochet, the beast on the hill, as your one, and you make a move, you embolden your team and go get another 2/3 starter, whether it's Joe Ryan or another pitcher you think that can actually fill in like that. Andy, if this team can get into the postseason and you can trot out one of the best 1-2-3s in a rotation in baseball, that's exactly what you need when you have an inconsistent lineup that isn't quite bringing the thump that we thought it would. That kind of 1-2-3 can give other teams fits come postseason.
All right, can I take the steering wheel? Let me drive here.
I don't know where you going, Thelma, right, or Louise,
just,
whichever one drove
just,
off the cliff.
Just sit here and hang out. Okay, it's me and Dan driving. All right, we're both driving, and we're talking about how we're gonna be buyers.
Yep.
We're having a good time. I was listening to you on Monday, Craig Breslow. Oh, carte blanche, whatever he wants to do, he's earned the benefit of the doubt. This
yep.
guy's amazing. Daniel, how did the last year's trade deadline go? Because they were buyers last year. They got a bunch of guys.
That's right. They got five guys.
Yeah, you want to go down to the names again?
Yeah.
Real quick, just to remind people what Breslow did last year at the trade deadline.
Right-handed power bat, Danny Jansen.
Yep. Get the hell out of here, right-handed power bat.
That's what you cannot give me
trolling.
That. That's what we were told. They were going to get a right-handed bat, and the answer was Danny Jansen.
And I rolled my eyes when he was acquired.
Hey, we're driving. Sit there. Go ahead, bud.
Hit about $180 with the Red Sox.
Danny Jansen. Go ahead.
Then he went in and addressed his rotation. Got a young kid, yep. Quinn Priester, interesting player.
Yep.
And then he was traded for Yoferi Rodriguez, adding to the outfield logjam. Now was a mid-3 ERA with the Brewers. Then you go to the bullpen.
Yep.
Lucas Sims had an 8 ERA with the Red Sox. Luis Garcia, 8 ERA. Mm. And then James Paxton. My favorite, Andy, because he pitched three times with the Red Sox, strained his calf, hated what happened so much that he retired from Major League Baseball.
I am a baseball genius.
That's buying at the deadline.
That's buying.
No, it isn't.
One more. We've got Luis Garcia, also a right-handed pitcher.
You're being disingenuous. You know that wasn't really buying. That was trying to placate the masses in a weird season by checking off at a very, very, very cheap level. Because everybody had to Google Danny Jansen. They're like, wait, he's the what? He's the right-handed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ended power bet. Oh, who is he? What does he do?
But that's a year where we were given the... that 2024 was full throttle, right?
Yes.
Not that's really. A year where we were told...
That was just for Netflix, guys.
What they said.
They... what? I don't care what they say.
Oh.
What about their actions?
Okay, well,
what about their actions?
They've been saying a lot lately.
No. They've been doing a lot lately. Because what I do care what they said, one comment that resonated with me because it tied it into actions, not just words, but Sam Kennedy said, we are going to take the same approach at the trade deadline as we did last offseason, which landed Garrett Crochet, Alex Bregman, Aroldis Chapman,
and
company.
I'm last offseason.
Offseason. And he actually, I think he may have even said like from last November through the winter or something like. So he's tying it into not words and phrases and fireworks or any of that crap. He's tying it into the actions. They're taking the same mentality that brought, as LeBron would say, not one, not two, but three All-Stars this offseason were brought to Boston through that aggressive approach. They said they're doing the same thing.
It just makes me nervous, Fitzy. When you hear the kind of front office people kind of telling you what they're going to do before they've done it. I don't know. It just makes me a little bit nervous.
They said they were going to be aggressive last offseason before it started.
Before they got
And I was a little gullible Andy because I believed in them and said they were going to bring in multiple big money contracts. And what did they do? They brought in multiple big money, $100+ million contracts.
And for the first time, Fitzy, since what, 2021, they actually put a narrative out there and delivered on it. So you'll have to excuse myself and Ted as we're cruising down the highway, looking at it with a little bit of skepticism because it's only happened once in the last five seasons or so.
Yeah,
but I feel like you're, you want to believe Dan and Ted told you to get in the car with him, and very few people in this life.
He's like, hey, kid, I got candy in the back seat.
Yeah, no, like Ted said, get in, little boy, and you were like,
all right, Mr. Johnson, fine.
I mean, it is intimidating. If I say no,
I know we have to understand and learn from history, otherwise we're damned to repeat it, but you have to use a phrase that a lot of people use on social media when it comes to their teams and offseason deadlines and more, I'm ready to get hurt again. You have to be ready to believe. Great journeys sometimes begin with a little bit of a leap of faith. And this offseason, they were much more aggressive than before, so I tend to believe that they are going to continue with that because this AL is wide open for the taking if they so choose.
617-779-7937. We are talking Boston Red Sox baseball because they're rolling, baby. Five in a row, going for a second consecutive sweep tonight here at Fenway Park, where momentarily we will be joined by the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. Brian Baio threw a complete game. He is the first Red Sox pitcher with two or fewer runs allowed in 10 or more strikeouts in a complete game effort since Chris Sale on June 15th. of 2019. The Red Sox go for the sweep tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Red Sox are also sending Nate Eaton down to AAA Worcester in order to make room for Masataka Yoshida to return to the active roster. And from around the league, the automated ball strike system will be used during next week's All-Star game in Atlanta. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed yesterday that the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said that it doesn't appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA League news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed five-year maximum rookie extension that could reach $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. Cars for Kids is the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the guys live here at Fenway Park, and that is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.